This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Today is the day many businesses across Chicago have been waiting for. Hair salons, restaurants, daycares, and more are braving a slew of challenges to reopen their doors under tight restrictions. Others are choosing not to. WBEZ wanted to get a sense of how business owners are faring on this day, so we drove one of the city's longest streets, Western Avenue, to talk to some of them. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel takes the story from here.
I started in Lincoln Square, about 5000 North, at Jerry's Sandwich Shop, right off of Western. It's around 9 a.m., and that's the sound of the shop's general manager, Adam Dempy-Wolf, opening up the windows for the first time since March.
Lots of fresh air. Feels good to have the windows open and ready to serve.
Folks are outside setting up tables 6 feet apart from one another. Jerry's will operate at less than 50% capacity, but the owner considers himself lucky since so many businesses will not be able to reopen at all. Take Jerry's Grill down the road, for instance.
It has a sign that says, "Thank you, Chicago, for 57 beautiful years. Jerry's Grill is part of the past, living in a modern world. Unfortunately, the past can no longer survive in this post-pandemic world."
But out of all the types of businesses that could reopen today, hair salons and barbershops seem to be the most enthusiastic.
Definition Barbershop, located in the heart of Bucktown. You know, we definitely do our job, making sure our tools stay clean, make sure everyone in Chicago looks good.
It's around 11 a.m., and barber Andrew Rivera has already seen two clients today.
Waiting on my third one to come at like 11:30, so I'm on a roll. I got like maybe 9-10 people today, so yeah, I'm already like, whew, sweating and all that, so I'm excited.
They are booked through next week, and they're not alone. It's also a busy day at Moon Sandwich Shop on Madison and Western. Sean Roseberg is waiting outside for a corned beef sandwich.
I've been coming here since I was like 4 years old, since they had the projects in the back of this building. I'm a power lifter, and after I power lift and hit the track, I come to get protein.
And the pandemic didn't disrupt that routine. Moons has stayed open for to-go orders throughout the stay-at-home order and will continue to do just that. Because like so many Chicago staples, Moons doesn't have outdoor space to expand. 30 blocks south in McKinley Park, Butter Dough Cafe owner Eduardo Leon does have outdoor space, but says he's not planning to use it.
It's not the best time to like be serving people here. I think it's best for people to stay away from each other for now.
Down the road, in an empty lot in back of the yards, entrepreneur Imelda had hoped to see more people out and about on reopening day. She says she got a street vending permit to start selling masks after losing her job at the start of the pandemic. But she told me through a translator, it's been a quiet few days.
Ahorita realmente está más lento por la situación.
It's actually a little bit less as busy because of the whole looting and rioting and everything.
Today has also been a slow start at Grandma Marie's Child Care Center down the road in West Inglewood. Caregiver Aisha Ward sprayed me down before letting me in, sanitizing my hands, shoes, and then she steamed my entire outfit with a handheld steamer, the same routine she's using for kids in the morning.
It seems like a lot at first, but then once you get used to it in a routine, it's okay. It's okay.
Ward told me she's happy to be back with the few kids she is caring for today on what to her feels like the first semi-normal day in Chicago in months.
I miss my kids, so I feel good, like being back at work, able to, you know, besides being in the house, I got another place to go.
At 5900 Southwestern, I'm Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.